Good afternoon and welcome to the May 12 Orange County Planning Commission hearing. Please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and we'll do roll call. Commissioner Rice?
I'm here.
Commissioner Harper?
I'm here.
Commissioner Perez?
Here.
Commissioner Bartlett?
I'm here.
And I'm Joe Ha, and I'm here. We also have our executive officer, Richard Vung. County Council, I think she's calling in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. Nicole Walsh, I'm present.
Okay, and we got the rest of the county staff. Thank you. With that, let's review and approve the April 28, 2021 minutes. Have the commissioner gotten a chance to review the minutes? Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's right. You were not here last time. Okay. Thank you. And with that, we'll go on to the item number one. Executive Officer, would you like to introduce the?
Thank you, Chairman Hall. So today we have one item. It's a general plan amendment, T21-01. And we'll have Joanna Chang start off with the introduction, and then we'll kick it over to Stephen Gang for the presentation.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Commissioners. I'm Joanna Chang, Land Use Manager at OC Development Services. This item is to request authorization to initiate a general plan amendment to update the county's bikeway plan, which is contained in the transportation element. This general plan amendment is being requested by OC Public Works Infrastructure. The update is essential to reflect existing conditions and proposed paths, so we are able to adequately plan for various changes in the future. With that, I'll be handing it over to Stephen Gang to walk us through today's presentation.
Thanks, Joanna. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Stephen Gang, Associate Planner with OC Development Services. I'll be presenting item number one today. In attendance today to assist with this item is Joanna Chang with OC Development Services and Ariana Lopez with OC Infrastructure. They'll be available for questioning at the end of this presentation as well. Like Joanna said before, this item is to request an authorization to initiate General Plan Amendment T2101, which is an amendment to the bikeway plan contained within the county's transportation element. During today's presentation, we will provide a brief recap of the county's bikeway plan and discuss some of the proposed updates. There will be an opportunity for questions and answers at the end of the presentation. The General Plan Amendment T2101 is being requested by OC Public Works and OC Infrastructure Programs. The bikeway plan map sits within the transportation element, which is part of the Orange County General Plan. The transportation plan contains the goals, objectives, policies, and the implementation programs that are intended to guide planning efforts to ensure that the transportation system will accommodate growth throughout the entire county. The transportation element includes maps for the circulation plan, bikeway plan, and scenic highways plan. Before this project will be focused solely on the bikeway plan map itself. Implementation of these plans are necessary to ensure a balanced transportation system. These are the various bikeway types illustrated in the county's bikeway plan map. The county's bikeway plan defines a network of local bikeways that interfaces with and complements adjacent local and regional bike routes. The county is responsible for managing and updating the data on the bikeway plan map itself. OC Public Works also coordinates with OCTA to ensure efforts towards active transportation planning policies and documents are complementary to each other and to ensure that we're not duplicating efforts amongst each other. The bikeway plan map was last comprehensively updated in 2005, and the most recent bikeway plan update was for the general plan amendment for Fairmont Esperanza, which was approved by the board in February 2020. So this slide illustrates the four bikeway types. The class one bikeways are paths on a separate right-of-way from roadways. These are typically multi-use facilities designed to accommodate bicyclists, walkers, and runners, When space is available, it is desirable to create separate facilities for bicyclists and those on foot. Class 2 bikeways are on-street facilities that use painted stripes and stencils to delineate the right-of-way assigned to bicyclists and motorists. Conventional bike lanes typically provide a 5 to 6 feet wide space between the curb and travel lane. Class 3 bikeways are lanes that accommodate vehicles and bicycles in the same travel lane. Bicycles are permitted on most roadways, however, for safety purposes, signed bicycle routes are often found on streets with lower speeds and traffic volumes. As illustrated in the Class 3 image, there's a shared marking and is referred to as a sharrow. It's the arrow with the bicycle on top of it. This road marking is used to indicate a shared lane environment for both bicycles and automobiles. And lastly, Class 4 facilities in California are an exclusive bike facility that combines the user experience of a separated bike path with on-street infrastructure of a conventional bike lane. A cycle track is physically separated from motor traffic and distinct from the sidewalk. These differ from buffered lanes in that the bicyclist is separated from the travel lanes by a physical barrier. So going over the proposed project, in particular, staff is proposing to update the bikeway plan map with designations that align with data provided and identified by OC Infrastructure and OC Parks. Staff will revise segments on the bikeway plan map to change designations from proposed to existing, add proposed segments, and complete segments that are fragmented. This list is a preliminary list of proposed changes that staff has identified to the bikeway plan map. We intend to do a deeper dive with more detailed analysis of the required fixes after the project initiation, and we'll continue to collaborate with OCTA on the updates to ensure, like I said earlier, no duplication of efforts. We intend to provide a complete and updated list when we bring this project back to Planning Commission for approval in the coming months. At this time, OC Development Services Planning recommends that Planning Commission A, receive staff report and public testimony. B, authorize staff to initiate General Plan Amendment T21 transportation element to update the County of Orange Bikeway Plan Map. That concludes the presentation. We are available to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have someone else?
No, that's it. Yeah.
So thank you so much. Do you guys have any question for staff?
It was very straightforward. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
One question, if I may. So the last time that the county updated the bicycle element or the bicycle element was in 2005. Is that what I heard you say?
So the last time we did it comprehensively from top to bottom was in 2005. However, since then, we've done amendments.
Project by project.
Right. However, the goal of this project is to do essentially a clean sweep top to bottom to capture everything we might have missed in the last decade.
Great. Thank you. That's great.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, I have one question.
Go ahead, Commissioner Rice.
Just to try to make your life difficult, I'll ask a question. Actually, this is a question, I apologize. I should have asked this last week because I don't expect anybody to necessarily have an answer for this, and maybe it's more for County Council. As we move along with the bike paths and working on them, I mean, we all, I think, have an understanding of what a bicycle is. You know, it's propelled by the person riding it, but more and more we see the new technology of the electric bikes, and they're getting more and more powerful. Soon they're going to be, you know, almost perhaps indistinguishable from what at least lower powered motorcycles. And I'm just wondering, are there any thoughts as to, and maybe this is a question concerning the vehicle code, and so if you don't have an answer, and maybe I'm just raising an issue, have we thought about how bike paths relate to the new technology?
So for,
go ahead, Stephen.
So for this project specifically, we haven't done the analysis yet on how motorized bicycles or scooters and all that work.
Yeah.
Typically it is, and I think in the safety or vehicle code on how that's enforced, But that's definitely something I can look into and staff can look into for the next meeting to prepare for you for to have those details and see how we can sort of combine those two those two topics.
And I know County Council has some input here, and that'll be great because you mentioned the bike paths are for bicycles and for pedestrians and joggers and all that. And, you know, as I said, the new technology, I love it. It's awesome. I've seen it. I rode on one once. But those things are getting to the point where they could run somebody down. Mm-hmm. And so maybe, I don't know what County Council has to expand on that.
So I know that certain jurisdictions are considering bans on certain types of bikes in certain areas and in lanes. When bikes are acting as motor vehicles or as vehicles, though, in the regular lanes, right? So I don't know if we can go back to the slide that shows the different types of bikeways. So, you know, as you can see, I mean, there could be an opportunity for in a class one or even a class four, and we have a class four in San Clemente near my home, for a local jurisdiction, including if we have jurisdiction over that path, to consider whether to ban certain types of bikes in those areas. That may affect connectivity, but I don't, on the roadways, right? So when you're using a class two or a class three and you're sort of indistinguishable where those are only bike lanes, but they are sharing the road with vehicles, I don't think on those, the vehicle code would allow you to ban certain types of bikes that you're supposed to be following, right? The rules of the road. Also, parks, I know specifically OC Parks has considered this issue on some of its trails. Right now, there is certain areas where electric or what would be considered motorized bicycles are not allowed, and those are marked. When we're talking about these types of bikeways, I just think it's a different issue, especially again where they're sharing the lane. And so, as Stephen said, we can do some further research. I don't think that, and this is an interesting question, I don't think that by adding segments, I don't know that we define them or define who can use them necessarily per segment. So that's just something we need to look at. I haven't looked at whether or not and how we define a bike in our code, if we do at all. I don't know if Stephen has looked at that, but I think the vehicle code certainly does. And depending on where you're using the lane, that would apply to you.
Well, technology often outpaces the law, don't we know?
Yep, it does.
All right.
And I think that's what many cities are finding. So,
Joanne, before you, and I know you have something to share with us, but I just want some clarification here. At least I agree with you, Nicole, and Commissioner Wright. I mean, having bicycles, I guess, to share the road. For me personally, I know that, you know, we have to be able to share the road with others, but I have seen so many potential accidents just because a lot of these bicyclists, they think they have the same potential speed, pickup, or acceleration. And so many times I've seen people have to slam on their brake because they would get into the left-hand turn pocket or vice versa because they think they can, because I guess class three, right, allows them to do that. I'm not going to get into the legality. I think County Council have shared that with us as far as what the vehicle codes say. But one thing I'm just curious, and I don't know if we have the data for it, within the county, what percentage do we have for each one of these classification or category as far as bikeway? Do we even know, or do we even put data, stuff like that? And I think if we had the room and the space and the resource, we all want, I guess, class one, right? So can you help Joanne, Stephen, on some of the concerns?
Hi, this is Joanna. In terms of the first question, we can certainly look into the electric vehicles and that how that would play into the bikeway paths. In terms of the second question regarding the percentage of the bikeway types, we can also look into that as well. Also bringing forth some additional information as it relates to the bikeway paths, the county does have an existing active transportation plan. As it currently stands right now, it's for non-motorized vehicles.
Non-motorized. I apologize, Joanna, not Joanne, so sorry about that. Yeah, nothing urgent, but yeah, if you have that, the percentage, I'm curious. But isn't it true, though, that if we had the resource and we would prefer all class one because that seems to be the safest and, well-designated, right, bikeway, where it's kind of dedicated, right, to the pedestrian and the bicyclist?
Yeah, and that's just with the bike lanes itself. I think the California Vehicle Code actually governs like where the bikes should go in the streets. So whether we have the trail or not, I believe a bike could still be in the streets if it's designated.
Correct.
So we don't touch that because that's a California state law that gets enforced. But when there is opportunity, we do try to plan for the bike lanes, and there is a preference for if enough space, you'll go off for a class one. If not, then it goes down the classes.
Okay.
But overall, California Vehicle Code determines where these bikes can go.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I just would like to make another comment. Commissioner Rice, I think your comment was a very salient point. As you are evaluating the comprehensive program, take into account the e-bikes and the proliferation of e-bikes in our communities and whether they should be permitted on the class one bikeway. I mean, maybe there's some other jurisdictions that have considered this, but maybe it's just a little bit of extra research as it relates to e-bikes, I think would be helpful because they're all over the place. And although on some of the class one bikeways, you can get bikers going 20 to 25 miles an hour, and these e-bikes go at least that fast. So some extra careful consideration as it relates to that technology, I think would be helpful.
And that's a good point, too. We were going to bring up another update at the end, but we are starting a process to do a comprehensive general plan update. So that is a multi-year effort to redo every section of the general plan. So that's definitely a comment that we could consider, too, going forward. And we'll have public meetings and public stakeholder meetings. But definitely, I know with some of our newer projects, we want to have like a multimodal approach. If I have some flexibility for emerging technologies, too. So that is a multi-year project that we're just going to get started soon. So those are the questions that we could consider too when we start moving forward. But for this item, when it comes back, it's just for the map itself. But for anything that affects like the definitions and where things can go and can't go, that'll be part of our comprehensive plan update later on.
Perfect.
Right.
Thank you.
Also, just while we were discussing the vehicle code, does define bicycle under section 231 as a non-motorized and propelled exclusively by human power through belt chain gears, having one or more wheels. However, in 2015 and 2016, they added a section 312.5 to the vehicle code in California, defining electric vehicles. There's three different classes of electric vehicles, and these electric bicycles are subject to the same rules as bikes, right? So they are subject to the same rules as a bicycle under the vehicle code. Hmm. And we'd have to really get into an analysis of that because this the city I live in has considered banning electric bikes. The issue part of it is that that would require enforcement, and the enforcement authority in most of these jurisdictions happens to be a county agency as well, which is OCSD. There's just discussion of how much of that they can enforce if it's not happening on the roadway, if it's happening on trails. I know there have been a lot of instances on the roadways in San Clemente because there are a lot of kids now operating electric bikes. And there are certain rules about what age group actually can't operate a class three electric bike. Class three electric bikes are a version that kind of goes faster, up to 28 miles an hour. So there are rules for these things sort of in the vehicle code that are separate and apart from whether or not we ban them. So I just thought I'd raise that, laws that people are already supposed to follow.
Okay.
Thank you, Council.
Anybody else? Any comments, any questions?
If I may, I just have to, echo with everybody. Every time I have kids, every time my kids on a bike, my heart just sinks. I have two broken arms falling off the bike, and I keep telling them, you're lucky you fell off when no car that run over you. So that call that a blessing. So class one and class four sounds to be very more safe, but of course, it's not going to be like that throughout the county. So I guess safety is the main concern too when we do share road. And unfortunately, I know my kids, they don't pay attention. They said they do, but and even adult too, and they think that they make eye contact, and they, not necessarily true, right? So I see more car bike accident than I like to see it. Mm-hmm. And of course, when sharing the road with, 45 miles an hour of speed limit is not something that I want to see my kids on the road, mm-hmm. for sure. So thank you for the report. I mean, we have to do it and do the share road and so on and so forth. But if it's to an area that's totally unsafe, then we may have to think, twice mm-hmm. putting something on it. Thank you.
So County Council, do you know of any other jurisdiction outside of the County of Orange where they may have banned or have?
I think Huntington Beach did it for a few weeks on e-bikes and then took it back, but only on trails. So as I said, I don't think you can ban them on the road, right? So anyone can follow the vehicle code and ride their bike on the road. So the issue, I think, is these class one or class four, if I'm remembering from the slide, bike paths that are kind of like paths that are dedicated. Okay. And that's what Huntington Beach tried to do, and then they had an outcry, and then they went back. I am unaware, but we can look at any other jurisdictions.
Yeah, I can see some legal.
Because I will say part of the policy here, and maybe this was mentioned and I missed it, but I mean, this is part of a multimodal transportation plan, and bikes are considered part of that multimodal plan. And the state itself is sort of promoting that and requiring multimodal plans. I know OCTA, has specific funding for this. I was on a call that included them the other day. And I mean, everybody really wants this. So we're providing an opportunity and linkage for people to use these routes, but they would be able to use them on streets either way, right? Under the vehicle code if they're following the law. So we can look, though, at other jurisdictions. As I said, I'm unaware of any off the top of my head, other than Huntington Beach attempted it and then had such an outcry that it ended.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I'm not advocating that these things be banned on mm-hmm. class one or class two trails or class three and four, certainly not. But I like the idea that everybody would have an opportunity to know what the rules are. So if, I could foresee if somebody's on a class one trail and somebody zips by on an e-bike, they're going to call the sheriff and they're going to complain or they're going to do this. And if it's permitted, then I like for everybody to know, including law enforcement, because I really don't necessarily expect that they know what the law is all the time, what the rules are. So as it comes on, and I know Richard said that this is not really part of today's, but as I also said, I wanted to make everybody's life difficult by bringing this up. So there you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Joanna, you have something else to share?
Yes. I also want, we'll go ahead and continue to research the rules and regulations as it relates to e-bikes. Also providing some additional information on the county's existing active transportation plan. It is currently being updated. The OC Public Roads infrastructure team is planning to bring this item to the board for recommendation in May 2022. So in a year, and safety is going to be considered when proposing the different provisions related to the bikeways.
Thank you.
And I did attempt to Google again while we were talking, and all I see is San Clemente amended it to allow them. Huntington Beach reverses their ban, and state and federal law in general, including in California, as I read in our vehicle code, treat electric bikes just as a normal bicycle would be treated. As long as they're not a class 3 electric bike, which goes above 28 miles an hour.
Okay. Anything else for staff, commissioners?
I have a question. Like, how would people know, like normal people like me would not, you know, see a bike out there and know it's a class 3? Should we, like, you know what I mean?
You would not know. I think you're correct. And so, I mean, this, going back to what I said, I think a little bit of a law enforcement issue, right?
Well, maybe
because there is a vehicle code to enforce, but it's up to law enforcement to enforce that vehicle code.
Or maybe if we can have some sort of rule saying if you're buying some class 3 bike, there's some sort of sticker or something that everybody knows about.
You know what? Sometimes to get it fixed. Commissioner, there is a sticker. And it's funny that you say that. Everybody laughed a little bit, but the law does require in California, the class 3, I just read it, the class 3 bicycles have to have a label permanently affixed on the bicycle.
There you go. Okay.
That includes the top speed. So that's how law enforcement, and it even says, it has to be printed in Arial font and at least 9-point type.
Well, we're learning a lot more today, right? On e-bikes. And, yeah. I don't even have a bike anymore. Okay.
I do have a class 1 electric bike.
Oh.
I will admit, I like it, but I use primarily pedal assist.
So this update will be done by
It's currently being updated and reviewed and discussed right now. Its anticipated completion date is May 2022.
Okay. I guess with that, we can open for public comments if there are any public speakers.
So no public speakers in the room. We can switch over to IT. I can't see if there's anybody that's joining virtually. If there is anyone virtually, please raise your hand function. If not, I could ask IT to see if there's any other numbers that are showing up from the guest side. Is it Vu or Jamie? Jaime, could you check?
This is Jaime today. We have a few users actually that online and a couple call-in users. Initially, the first one who connected was a Cindy Salazar, and I can unmute her now if you would like.
She's staff.
Okay, there was Cindy, Daniel Shant, Curtis Cummins, and then two call-in users.
I don't recognize any of the other names, so we can start calling on them to see if they have any comments.
Okay, so I can unmute Curtis Cummins. I'll unmute him now, and then here we go.
Hi, Curtis, you have any public comments?
I do not. Thanks for having me today, but I do not have any comments at this time.
All right, thank you. Hi, Mickey, call the next name. So.
Yes, we have Daniel Shant, and I'll unmute him now as well.
Hi, Daniel, do you have any public comments?
Friday morning, let me check. No problem. Let me just double check. Friday, that's the 15th.
Sounds like he's on another call.
Sorry, that's the 14th. And 8 o'clock?
Okay, I will mute him.
Yeah,
that'll work.
Yeah, please mute him.
Make that work.
We'll go on to the next
okay,
number.
And then we have a call-in user. First one is... let me see. Number is 714-277. And I will unmute.
Do you have a public comment? If not, we can mute the number and go to the next number.
Okay. The next number we have, let me see. Oh, that one, the other one just left the meeting.
Okay.
So I guess that was it. And then we have, there we go. Okay, yeah, looks like everybody's done.
All right, thank you, Armin.
Okay, so no public comment, so we can close the public comment. Okay, so with that, and unless we have any other question for staff, we can, I will take a motion from somebody.
I'd like to make a motion to authorize to initiate the amendment to the County of Orange Bikeway Plan map containing the County of Orange General Plan transportation element and update segments of the county's bikeways to depict the most current bikeway network.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Commissioner Perez, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So there we go. Okay, that concludes the item on the agenda. We can go to executive officer's update.
Thank you. So I know we had a lot of interest in RENA, so Joanna could give a quick overview of where we are in the RENA process, and we will also give a quick update on the general plan comprehensive update, but which I already, spoiled. But
okay, we can go ahead and start with the housing element update. It's the 8-year cycle. Starting from 2021 to 2029, the deadline to stay HCD is October 2021. At this time, we're currently working on proposed edits to the local housing data. We're also updating various housing projects and programs in collaboration with our other county agencies, such as OCCR Housing, the healthcare agency. We're working with the CR Real Estate, working through the site inventory with the consultant. We're also exploring a policy and procedure, a countywide policy and procedure with the CEO Real Estate Office and the CEO's office, which would require RENA discussions prior to any annexations. So this will be noted as a housing element strategy in our update, our upcoming update. Once we have a draft housing element, we'll be circulating it to our internal agencies and partners and then to the public for review. At that time, we'll go ahead and schedule a second stakeholder meeting and workshop.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the next item as it relates to the comprehensive general plan update. As Richard mentioned, we have some plans in rolling out with the comprehensive general plan update. We are planning to go to the Board of Supervisors on May 25th to approve a contract and to select a consultant to update the comprehensive general plan. This update will examine some of the general plan goals, objectives, and policies. It also incorporates some changes required by state law. Similar to the comprehensive zoning code update, we'll reformat the document to make it more user-friendly.
Thank you, Joanna. Any questions on those two items?
Thank you.
I don't have any. No?
So other updates. I know last time there was a request to put the ADU flyer out, so I believe Sharon sent the ADU flyer to all interested parties.
Thank you.
So if there's any questions, feel free to contact myself or Brian on just ADU items. I know there's a lot of interest in helping constituents build ADUs, and that's going to be another strategy that we'll have in our housing element, too. The last update I have, we will be coming back in 2 weeks for another Planning Commission meeting. So this is the item where we'll come back with options for the acoustical consultant list. So we'll have a presentation by Judy. She's actually here. It'll be her first one, so don't be too tough on her. That's all the updates I have.
Okay.
Thank you. County Council updates?
Just briefly, last week I gave a presentation to the Subdivision Committee on the Brown Act, and I don't know if I've ever really given that full presentation to all of the members of the Planning Commission that we have now. Sometimes when new people come on and off, we kind of lose track of who's had the presentation. But something came up during that presentation that I thought would be helpful for all of you, which is something about how to make a motion. And so my update was just about making a motion can be as simple as saying approve the recommended actions or approve as recommended. this is to enable you not to have to read all of the recommended actions. The board regularly will just say, move the item.
Okay.
All of these things are acceptable. And Sharon, being the professional clerk that she is, knows how to interpret those things. And so it was helpful for the subdivision committee for me to point out that you can make very easy motions. If there's something that needs to be changed, you could say, move the recommended actions and amend whatever document it is. And we did this maybe last planning commission meeting, and then state your kind of amendment to the recommended actions or something that we're adopting. So if there's a desire to have a Brown Act presentation sometime in the future, I can do that at a planning commission meeting. Again, I just don't remember the last time I gave it to the planning commission and who was on the planning commission at the time. My update is just those tips on motions. And if you guys have any questions, as always, you can let me know.
No, I can share with county council that I've been on this commission now for over 5 years. I think I'm the most senior, I think, not by choice, but just the way it is, right? I don't even know we had a Brown Act, whatever conference or meeting with you, but I can share with you that, when I first got started, and you are absolutely correct, usually the commissioner would just say, we would like to, approve the item on the agenda as stated or something like that, and that helps some of us, especially when it's a lengthy, right, description of the item we're talking about. So that's up to us whether or not, some people like Commissioner Wright, he likes to make it lengthy. But we have a choice.
I get paid by the hour.
Oh, that's right.
I have a different contract with it.
I'm not going to go there, but I appreciate it, County Council. And certainly, any of us that need some clarification on the Brown Act, County Council is pretty much available. She's very helpful with me when I have questions. So go ahead, Commissioner Perez.
No, Kelsey, I really appreciate that because the first time I said that, I got scared and I'm like,
I'm sorry, I can't hear Commissioner Perez.
I didn't make the motion, but I felt like I had to read it all out.
Yeah.
Is there a microphone?
Oh, is it not on?
I can't hear Commissioner Perez.
Is that
sorry.
Better?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
There we go.
No, I appreciated what you just said because the first time I was on here and I made a motion, I said, yes, approved as is, and I felt like I needed to read out everything, so I knew that was a possibility. So I do appreciate you reiterating that, and I'm the type that just says, let's move forward. So that's great. So thank you, and I would welcome that for everybody. I don't know if you've ever gone through that, but I used to teach that, too. It's a great class to take.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole, because, I just follow Rice. I mean, Commissioner Rice. All his fault.
Well, I just don't want to let you guys thinking you have to be tongue-tied and read every word.
Thank you.
Move as recommended is perfectly acceptable.
Perfect.
So.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, especially when we haven't seen it for a while, but I remember, again, back in the days, I guess earlier in my commissioner career here. Sometimes we have 4, 5, 6 different items on the agenda, and it takes a long time. So that's just something. I appreciate it again. Anything else, County Council?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner, any comments? No? Commissioner Rice, no? Okay. Thank you. Public comments. I don't know if we have any other public comments.
No public comments in the room. Jaime, did you see any numbers that are still on right now? We can unmute everyone.
We still have a few. We still have a call-in user, which is at 714-277. Would you like me to unmute them?
Yeah, you can unmute them.
Okay, I'll unmute them. Okay.
All right, so that number's unmuted. If you have any just public comments, feel free to start. All right, hearing none.
Okay, I guess we have none. I think that's it. One last thing, I know, Sharon, I asked the commission to provide schedule on potential vacation for this year, and I don't know if you receive any. For myself personally, I still don't know what's going on with this COVID restriction and this and that, so my planning for my vacation is still up in the air. But County Council, do you know, I know yesterday I got from the news and from upstairs that we may turn into yellow tier here next week or on the 19th of May. But
correct.
What's the latest on that, if you can share with us?
I think it, yeah, it was shared at the board meeting yesterday, although that might have been drowned out by the 500 or so commenters. Dr. Chow did say that probably starting May 19th, we'll be in the yellow tier. And it is still anticipated that June 15th is a wide California reopening. So.
Okay, thank you. So Sharon, again, you know, we are going to try to give you a schedule, but honestly, for me personally, I just don't have a schedule right now. I don't know where I can go and what kind of restriction my family may have to face, but I'll do my best to give you a date.
Okay. I did get a few responses, and some just confirmed that if they do have plans, that they don't conflict with some of the meeting dates. So.
Okay, okay.
We do have some family plan, but it's not during our time.
I would love to just to not do these Zoom calls and this and that, and just do in person, because I think it's more effective that way, especially for what we do, right? We struggle every time with public comments and who's on the line and who's not on the line. So, but I mean, that's not my jurisdiction. So with that in mind, I think we can adjourn the meeting for today.
Thank you.
Thank you.